Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, the DJ Spit Some. And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blacktickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via a Facebook. If you want your music played from the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That's spelled SPITSUMRADIO at gmail.com. Every Thursday, man, your favorite cousin and the hostess with the mostest, Nikki B from Let's Talk Nikki Radio, will be doing our showcase at McBoney's. Listen, we've been going for 2 weeks strong, and both of those weeks, we been sold out, man. We been sold out. Coming up after this quick mix, man, we are going to the neighborhood with the homie Rico 600. So make sure y'all keep it locked for that one, man. We're going to go ahead and start this mix off with Black Chick Magic Enterprises on Big Bad Bricks. It ain't enough. Keep it locked.
Hey, this shit got to be perfect.
Shit. The big way.
Damn right.
Big B, not the little one. Fred Abel C, now they just mad, it ain't enough. Hop in the bag, go get the cash, but it ain't enough. Now they all on my dick, I ain't giving them shit, but it ain't enough. I just hit the gap, well, first now they laugh, but it ain't enough. It ain't enough. I just wanna add and double the bed with the use of the count ain't enough. I got used to the cat, got me all in the set, but I'm swearing it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. But I'm making it rough.
Making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers and throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Sloss in that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in the fuel. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember, I came in this bitch, fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
Don't lose for nothing. No. Wanna count on you. But I don't do this shit for nothing. No, no, no. Not at all. You. But my money real.
I never left. Stand for some shit that you never read. Passing through stages and life through the ups and the downs like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a fucking ref. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains need another test. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that surfer you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even though niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest intent playing to the left. Judge a young nigga by their dress. Left us no action, what they expect? Only thing we knew for sure is the main set. Fuck living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard, you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything, but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address the whom and make it sound.
Don't do this for nothing. No.
Crowd, nigga. Fall with you. Heard God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, show a crowd, nigga. For what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. Trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga.
Wait 1,008 grams on the squat. I got a lowercase T across my chest. Your crack house doing numbers and you blessed. You move your mama to a crib from the jet. It's so much I can holler to show my bro. Praying 5 times a day to catch a pro. A few bean pies stashed in the truck. Two dice out there and sell dust. You loaded, loaded, talking shit, you gone bust. Know yourself a million times, you don't give a fuck. Sold over a million dimes, hanging in the cut. Sold over a million dimes, don't give a fuck.
When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, show a crowd, nigga. For what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, show a crowd, nigga. For what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga.
I thought Lala, we gon' wake up with that Glock on Kato. That's the dope inside of when the bagel in the Kato. You got your work, you fuck it up in the hood bodega. No more than low, none of that y'all before we brush your teeth. Gotta roll this backwood up while it kinda cheese. We on the turf getting active on the back street. I'm drinking active, it's the only thing relax me. I'm on the drug every single day, I pop a seal. We talk that lingo around here, we try and work a deal. You pull around here, that's how you hear the Dixie here. You hit on that, I go on, got me to your trap house. Gotta cock it back, gotta hear the shit without.
When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, show a crowd, nigga. For what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, show a crowd, nigga. For what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga.
Rolling up, they talking shit, you gon' bust. Told yourself a million times, you don't give a fuck. Sold over a million dimes, hanging in the cut. Sold over a million dimes, you don't give a fuck.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. Did the DJ spit some? And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blacktickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via a Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be ours. That is spelled S-P-I-T. sumradio@gmail.com. Now, your favorite cousin and a hostess with the mostest, Nikki B from Let's Talk Nikki Radio, will be doing our Hustlers of the 704 Showcase. We did one 2 weeks in a row, and in both weeks, they were sold out. Make sure you get your tickets on Eventbrite, but you already know what time it is, man. We are finna head to the neighborhood with the homie Rico 600. What's happening with you?
Neighborhood was cracking, cuz.
Man, you already know, cuz. Shit, for those that don't know about Rico 600, man, go ahead and tell them a little something about yourself.
Man, it's your boy coming from the west side of St. Paul, Minnesota. Shit, you know, out in L.A. with it, really national with it. But hotel music coming soon. You know, shit, we just going crazy, man. Ice Cream Parlor downtown St. Paul. Y'all check that out. If y'all ever in Minnesota, Rico's Ice Cream Parlor. Like, man, we're just hitting them all avenues. You feel me?
I love that right there, man. So you were in St. Paul. How's the music? How's the weather? How is the vibe up there in St. Paul?
It's lovely, man. It's lovely. It's a lot of, it's just a lot of different people up here. It's like a melting pot, you know. So it's just a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures. So it's a lot to draw from, you know.
Right. So you're born and raised in St. Paul?
Born and raised.
Nice, man. Nice, man. So, but you coming from St. Paul, right? And say you go to L.A., what is the difference that you notice within, like, the culture, within the music, within the vibes? What's the difference between St. Paul and L.A.?
St. Paul is, like, when it comes to the music, it's kind of like no matter where you go, you might find something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, people sound different. People got, like, their own different style. And in L.A., you know, just like that Cali play, like that smooth vibe, man. So the music's just a little different. I draw from Cali because I'm back and forth a lot. Like, I love Cali. That's my second home, so. You know, like, most of my music, my influence and my background for music, it really all draws from there. Like, shit, my favorite rapper is Dom Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dom Kennedy, man. But that's my favorite rapper. So I get a lot of, like, just growing up, my mom listened to a lot of Snoop, Pac, you know what I'm saying, Ice Cube. So it's like E-40. You know, so all of my influence, all of my upbringing, it always brings me back to the West Side. You feel me?
Nice, man. So what inspires you to not only start rapping as a career, but, I mean, start rapping as a hobby, but also making it your career? You know, what inspires you to do such?
Fighting.
To be honest, what inspired me was that it's been like a shift in music within like the scene in the Twin Cities where I'm from, but it's like everybody been doing their thing. But what I like to hear, what I like to listen to, I really wasn't getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't go to nobody's music and then get what I personally wanted out of music. So I'm like, shit, if I can't find what I'm looking for, shit, I gotta create it myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. So what I did was, I went to the drawing board. I got my team together. I went to the drawing board, and it was like, look, you know, like, this player shit, this lifestyle, this expensive lifestyle, this is just, like I said, this player, you know, like, this whole player vibe, atmosphere, it's like, it's not here, like, you got to bring it here, you know what I'm saying? So I put it on myself to bring that energy to my town.
Facts. I like that right there, man. So you said growing up, you used to listen to a lot of West Coast rappers. Now, what we're going to do right now, man, is, what will be in your headphones? Say you're 12 years old right now. You're going to school, you know, or you just lay home in the bed. What artist will be in your headphones right now?
Probably Messy Marv or Rich the Factor. One of them two. When I was 12, 13, 14, I listened to a lot of Messy Marv, listened to a lot of Rich the Factor. Like, that was like all I was playing, man. I was heavy, super heavy.
Nice, man. So listen, what inspires you to keep going? Because, you know, being an artist and also a businessman, this whole lifestyle can get, one, dangerous, and it also can be stressful, man. What keeps you going, though?
My son, man, Baby Rico. You know, every time I look at him, it's just like, I know I got to go harder. I got to go harder every day. And then also, it's like just knowing the fact that, like, shit, I like it. You know, like I said, like, it's not what I'm doing. It's not here yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of ahead of the game. The shit that I'm talking about in it's like, this is my real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the shit that I do. Like, I'm talking about motherfucking going to brunch every Sunday, you know what I'm saying, sipping on mimosas, motherfucking going out of town, rocking the drop tops, getting motherfucking, getting fly ass hotels, just living life. Like, this is, I'm just rocking my life. So every time I go on the trip, every time I go on vacation, or every weekend when I'm just out doing my thing, like, that's motivation for me right there.
I like that,
literally,
man.
I'm just rapping about what I'm doing. Like, that's all. That's it. That's all.
It sounds like you got an exquisite taste right there, huh?
That's it, man. Exquisite taste. And it's crazy because, why don't we get into that, man? Why don't you go ahead and hit him over the head, man, with that exquisite taste? I actually got a song called Exquisite Taste that you need to go ahead and play for the people one time.
Look, I got you. Without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners, Pippin.
Yo, man, it's your boy 600 coming all the way from the West Side with love. We got the world premiere. This is the first time. We actually just shot the video, too. Rest in peace, my nigga Cody Love, man, Neighborhood. We gonna always keep your name Blue Flame. But we shot the video this Saturday in the limo on my way to Cody Love's birthday party, man. Crip and Peace. But y'all check it out. Exquisite taste, man. Go ahead, Neighborhood, man. Let's get it cracking.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
I like eating brunch every Sunday and sipping on champagne. Roll my regrets up in the cone and put that bitch up to the flame. Play our football, we eating apps, watching the game. But when that money called, and I be dashing like I'm dang. Hell is downtown when I kick it in my state. Shopping uptown, I need a crib up by the lake. Voices from my bay, I think I ordered a steak. Making thousands off my mind, life is what you create. Couple more off of my line and I ain't using no bait. So just imagine if I did, then I'll be straighter than straight. Pioneer up in the game, I'm just paving the way. Showing them you could be you and still make them relate. Mashing in this green coupe, I'm just making them hate. The new rapper in the city and there ain't no debate. Calculated moves, I can't make no mistakes. Sipping 1942 to quench my exquisite taste. 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 J.D. Hoyt, I might order the lobster. I'm a college dropout, living life like a doctor. Wasn't really there much, but gotta thank my father, because having only moms around made me even stronger. Napkin tucked in my collar, looking like a mobster. Could've stayed in school, could've became a scholar, but most college graduates ain't really seeing no dollars. I made more than that degree, selling ice cream at the parlor. I like smoking on the best, I like chilling on the west. I'ma stimulate your mind before I bless you with this sex. Like my nigga Royal Kent, baby, I'm rich by design. They don't make up like this no more, I'm one of a kind. Listening to Sade, sipping glasses of wine. Girl, you know all of my secrets and you's where I can find. $400 dips, I'm just trying to get high. Ashing out these gold cones, watching time go by. Sipping 1942 to quench my exquisite taste. Sipping 1942 to quench my exquisite taste. Sipping 1942 to quench my exquisite taste. Sipping 1942 to quench my exquisite taste.
Jordan.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Oh, I like that one right there, man. Listen, welcome to Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website, www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via a Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be an artist. That is spelled S-T-R-T-S-U-M-R-A-D-I-O. Man, we do have Rico 600. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Shipping 1942 to quench my exquisite taste.
I love that was dope right there. That was definitely dope right there, man. So listen, we have an artist all the way from Mobile, Alabama on the line right now who goes by All Day 333rd. What's happening?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
What's cracking, cuz neighborhood?
What's happening?
I can't call it, man. You know, every day's a blessing, cuz every day's a blessing.
Absolutely. Any day head above water is a blessing. Absolutely.
You already know the vibes, cuz.
Hey, man, I'm really feeling that music that was just playing just now. Like that shit was snapping, bro. I'm telling you.
Like I said, man, I'm just putting my life on wax. That's all. No more, no less. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving this shit to y'all all in a cut. That's all.
Absolutely. 300.
That's dope. I love that, right? I definitely love that right there, man. So listen, what I want you to do, Rico, is I'm going to play this song entitled Listen by All Day 333rd. Can we go ahead and get you to review it, please?
Okay, go crazy. Let's get it.
All right. Say no more. Okay, go ahead. For our listeners.
I appreciate y'all listening to my music. My name's All Day 333rd, and I'm from the bottom of the map, Mobile, Alabama, and I come from nothing. So, you know, I'm trying to make something out of nothing, and, you know, I just hope you like it. Thank you.
I like from Mobile, Alabama. Hey.
From the kitchen to the neighborhood to Mobile, Alabama. This is All Day 333rd with Keep It Locked.
Oh,
Cam J, what did he?
Tell you about 11 different ways that I feel about it. My thoughts are crowded. Promise to keep it and I would never sell it. All about it, but to be honest, man, it could go without it. Depression and feeling full of my thoughts are getting heavy and it's starting to carry. It's getting overwhelming. I'm feeling buried beneath the shit up in my head and I'll be wishing for death and I guess it's kind of scary. Telling myself I'm never going back. And then it comes a lighter every night I like. And then it comes 7 miles I have to feed. And it always ends with all I need. Take me away to a place where it's quiet. And leave me to stay in a bliss at my highest. I don't want you la 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 la. I just want attention, babe. I don't need you la 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 la. Just some recognition, babe. You're bright in the heavens above. This is my mission, babe. I don't want you la 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 la. I want you to listen, babe. Taking advantage of every given opportunity to benefit you and me, and it's true to say. Breaking my back to make a living. A life has been unforgiving and I ain't got no immunity. Back down to earth, I fall right back to that place. I lost it all. I've been searching for something, finding nothing but it. I'm never giving it up and you can't. Take it to the bank and get the full amount.
Cause I'ma do me and all this without a doubt. But when I'm down and I'm out, don't let me bleed. Cause it always ends when it's all in me.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street. Playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
That last song right there was all the way from Mobile, Alabama, All Day 333rd with Rich. And we are in the neighborhood with Rico 600 and also the homie that's holding it down for Mobile, Alabama, All Day 333rd. And if y'all don't know, I am your favorite nephew, your favorite cousin. But most of all, your favorite DJ, Rico 600. How did you feel about that song right there, sir?
I'm going to keep it all the way 600. Now, that's not nothing that I'm used to hearing, but I can rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gave me like Lil Uzi Vert vibes, and I can get, like, I felt the country's twang on it, too. Like, I could tell you it was from Mobile. It was like, you halfway went pop with it, but you kind of had your swag on it too. You feel me?
So. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going for. Actually, I spent like I was born and raised in Mobile, Alabama, but I lived pretty much half my life in Northern California. I just moved back to Mobile, Alabama, like 3 months ago. And this is where I'm from. This is what I know. This is where my heart's at. But like at the same time, Cali is also my home because I claim Cali as well because I spent like half of my life there. I just spent the last, you know, probably 13, 14 years there. And, it had a lot of influence on my music as well. Like, you know, growing up, like it was, you know, Boosie and Lil Webby and, you know, like No Limit and Cash Money and like, you know, a lot of the Southern shit, you know what I'm saying? And like, then I moved to California and then I'm introduced to like the Bay Area type music with like Hustla, Mr. Fab, Mac Dre.
In your music, I hear, like, Georgia, Florida line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear, like, motherfucking Tim McGraw. Like, I hear, like, that type of shit.
Absolutely. Country music is also a big part of my life as well. I love all music of all genres. A lot of people say that, but I really listen.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I can rock with it, and that's why we can have this conversation right now. Because I'm a fan of music as a whole myself, too. So it's like, if you could really perfect that, because country music, they just now start in the past year, maybe 2 years, you know what I'm saying, maybe. They really just now starting to really grasp the hip-hop thing. And, you know, don't get me wrong, Nelly, he was dipping and dabbing a minute ago.
Nelly came
you know
in and changed
the game. He was the first nigga. Yeah, Nelly was the first nigga, you know, him and Tim McGraw with that Over and Over Again. Like,
right.
Nelly was the first nigga that really just started to fuck around with it. But as of lately, like, they actually got, you know, like a lot of mixed people, and they got a couple black people that really do country that's really excelling in it, though. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually successful. So it's like, if you could really find your sound in that shit, and really, if that's what you want to do, and really find the sound and really go crazy on that shit, you could do it. Like, it's an open field. You know what I'm saying? It's
absolutely.
Really open field, because it's not
absolutely
a lot of people doing
like,
it. So, yeah, you might
like,
as well hop
like,
in that
like hip-hop was the first big influence on my life, like, as a child, you know, growing up, because you know, I just grew up in a certain place where that was the norm. That was what all my friends were into, you know, growing up as a jit, you know, and like that's what everybody was into. So naturally, I followed suit, and that became a huge. The hip hop was the first thing that influenced me, and you know, then it became to rock and roll. And after rock and roll, it was just everything. It came all
that's
in flooding at once, like, and I just embraced everything, and I just try to do my own thing, you know, like, my big.
Like you gotta look at Post Malone. Like Post Malone, what did he used to do? Like
Post Malone,
Lil Peep,
Juice WRLD. That's like that's the shit that I listen to on a daily. You know.
But you know what? His earlier shit that he was doing, like before he was fucking with rap. Like he was doing
right?
some other shit. Like he was doing like some folktale type shit.
Oh
but,
yeah, dog. He's very very versatile in a lot
yeah,
of different
yeah.
stuff, and I love that about his you know his vibe and his style of music.
So and it's like the way I see it is, kind of like they say a millionaire has at least 8 sources of income. You know what I'm saying? And then
I've heard that. You gotta.
The more shit you have going for you, better your odds are that something's gonna hit. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely. That's what I'm striving for.
You're only doing one or two things, three things, that it might
it's not
gonna
work.
You got to diversify your portfolio.
Yeah.
You got to have at least,
you know, 5-6 incomes, you know, like to make a dent. You know, in this day and age, it takes a lot of money to live comfortably. And I got kids. I got 4 kids that I have to provide for. I have a wife as well. So, you know, like I got a family that I, you know, and like to, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. I don't miss.
Yeah, I see that.
Man, he said he don't miss.
I don't miss. Bullseye.
But no, I was saying that to say, like, as many different genres that you could hop in, you have that much more of a chance to actually get some recognition for your music. You know what I'm saying? If you only stay in one lane, then... You know, you want to try to diversify your portfolio. Try to do as much as you can, if you can. Like me, I know what I'm good at. I know my craft. I talk what I know when I know what I talk. You know what I'm saying? And that's my bread and butter. But if you can diversify your portfolio by any means, go crazy. Like you have to
absolutely.
Go crazy. I love seeing
yeah.
it. And that's what I was gonna say, man. Make sure you add me on the gram, Minnesota Rico. And we fuck around and make some shit happen. Cause
I'm finna follow all that shit. I'm finna hit you up and, you know, we'll talk some details.
That part, yeah, because I'm fucking with it. I like it, man. Go crazy.
I appreciate it, bro.
I like that, man. I love that one right there, man. Oh, Rico, man, appreciate you so much for calling in all day through 33rd. Please stay on the line, all right?
All right.
You already know.
That's what it do. Rico 600, man. So if you could change one thing about this industry, what would that one change? What would that one thing be?
If I could change one thing about the industry, I would change that it's not a buy-in situation. Because when it comes to the music industry, it's like you pay everything is you have to pay for it. Like motherfuckers be seeing these people on the radio all the time, and they think that, oh, you know, they got good music. I hear them on the radio all the time, and it's not like that. You know, motherfuckers be having investors, and they pay. Like, motherfuckers pay to get on the radio. Everything, this is a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything costs money. So if you want to do anything in this business, you have to pay to play. And whoever got this biggest bag is going to win at the end of the day. So... if I could change anything, I would make it to where it was more of a communication thing. I want to try to just come with leverage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just try to make it a leverage thing, communication, where you sit down and whoever has the best game plan wins. Because it's like, you know, yeah, motherfuckers just out there throwing money around and they're controlling the game, and motherfuckers really don't even be having no talent or nothing. But, you know, like, shit, it is what it is, though. You gotta take the cards that you was dealt and you gotta play them accordingly.
I like that record a lot, man. So, listen, if you can collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, who would be your top three artists? I know Dom Kennedy is one of them, you know. So who are your other two artists that you'll collaborate with?
And I'm going to try to make that happen. Dom Kennedy, Master P, just because his business mind is crazy. And then my third one will probably be, I think if I did a song with L Green, I think that shit'll go crazy.
Al Green?
like on some player shit, I think if I did a song with L Green, that shit'll go crazy. And a
like
nigga
that.
Singing on the hook. Yeah.
I like that right there, man. I like that right now. But, you know, we are in your town. Street Monsters Radio is in your town. So before we get into this project, man, what was your thought process like? Right now, you're sitting down with your notebook in your hand and you're writing this project entitled In Your Town. Man, what is going through your mind right now?
Oh, In Your Town? Oh, when I'm writing the song In Your Town?
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is, man, I'm just experiences, you know, so. I done had experiences where I'm out of town, you know, I meet. So, you know, back in the day, you know, past shit. But I'm just speaking on what I know. Like I said, I speak what I know and I know what I talk. So I'm just speaking on shit, life experiences that I had in shit. When I'm in y'all town, treat me right, period. What's understood ain't got to be said.
I like that right there, man. So listen, without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners.
Another debut, man. Hey, Crip homies, because they getting all the new smacks. Rico 600, man, in your town. Just recorded today, man. DJ dropped that shit. Neighborhood.
From the kitchen to the neighborhood, homie, keep it locked.
Four-hour flight, I've been sipping on this brown. Make sure you do me right when I pull up in your town. You know I like to eat good, five-star the restaurant. I don't care the cost of it, girl, I need the best you got. Cruising with the top down, baby, I'm a juggernaut. Came a long way from them days I used to hug the block. Now I pull up, do a show, make a couple knocks. Pull up to the mall to get fresh, hit a couple shots. What you smoking on, little mama? I need the best shit. Jokes up, cookies, you know I be on my west shit. Working daily crazy, you know I be on my grind with it. Double shot of 1942, squeeze the lime in it. I don't need no chaser, cause I would never chase it. It's rules to the game, keep it player. If you see me now, you know you wanna see me later. And if you see me later, you know you gon' wanna stay here.
Life's like a gamble, roll the dice. I'm feeling energized. My heart's racing to take you to paradise. Life's like a gamble, roll the dice. I'm feeling energized. My heart's racing to take you.
Two-hour hike, we've been climbing up these mountains. Almost made it to the top, and the view was so astounding. Perrier water or a bottle of Fiji. Munching on the apple and a couple of kiwis. Once you understand it, man, it's life shit easy. Can't really overthink it, though. Be about your Franklin's, though. Never let your dreams go. Gotta watch your ego. Study what you're going for, cause everything's cerebral. Staying from the peak, like this ain't even my peak, though. My life moving so fast, I could barely go to sleep. Thinking of them skylines, rooftops, sipping my ties. I done seen the world off of my ties. Everywhere we go, they say, yo, there go them fly guys. I done came a long way from Popeyes. I'm fucking with this roof, Chris. Everything I do it too big. So when I pull up, Cinderella, just make sure to.
Life's like a gamble, roll the dice. I'm feeling energized. My heart's racing to take you to paradise. Life's like a gamble, roll the dice. I'm feeling energized. My heart's racing to take you to paradise.
Turn you down, turn you down, turn you down. Lay you down, lay you down, face down. Just like you want me to, do you? Just like you want me to, do you? And when you fresh out the shower, going for hours. It might take an hour just to fix your hair, but it won't take an hour to make you feel. Yeah, yeah.
That's why it means so much when you keep in touch. Everything happens when the time comes. Could you be the lady I was sent for? Ribbon in the sky, rosé I pour. Navy blue chinos, Ferragamo belt. Who gon' put you on other than myself? Take them panties off, toss them to the left. Left, left. Yeah. T-Fly got us covered. The drinks on the house, if I'm ever in the house. South Central boys here to shut the party down. TMC, Ashtray, Black Sam, good looking out. It's my pleasure to walk with you and your dog. When I look at you, I don't even see a flaw. You make me sound romantic when I talk. It's not a game. You fucking with the best, baby. Nigga T-Fly. Turn up, yeah.
When you fresh out the shower, going for hours.
Yeah.
It might take an hour just to fix your hair, but it won't take an hour to make
but
you feel.
But it means so much.
Yeah. Yeah. The way you dress, easy access. Throw it to me, I'ma catch it. Tryna find out what that mouth about. I'm tryna get all that sloppy toppy. Yeah.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street. Playing oh. Your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Man, this Thursday, your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ and the hostess with the mostest, Nikki B, will be doing our showcase at McDonald's featuring All Day 333rd. He is coming from Mobile, Alabama to set the show off. You hear me? He's also our headliner. This Thursday, do not forget, tickets are on Eventbrite. Last week, we sold out. Our first show, we sold out. But you already know how this show is going to be, man. We are live in the neighborhood with the homie Rico 600. What's up with you, man? Rico. Yo. Can you hear me?
What's happening?
What up, though?
Hey, man. Hey, neighborhood. I'm here. Cuz, I'm here. I said, T-Fly and Dom, they're supposed to have me on that third verse, cuz.
Facts, man.
So listen, I would have fucked that one up.
Do we have a collaboration that's going on with Rico 600 and All Day 333rd? Coming soon.
Man, that would be something serious.
We finna put something in motion. Like I said, I like that shit. We finna put something in motion, man.
Absolutely. I'ma fuck with you.
I love that right there, man. I love that right there, man. You know, we are in the neighborhood right now, but coming up on the next show, we are moving along to Avalon. But before we go to the next show, man, Rico, you want to go ahead and tell us a little something about this project entitled Elevator?
Elevator Music. Man, really? I'm just giving some game. Like, it's really just a lot of game. The hotel music, the project, I'm actually going to have physical copies for $60. We'll be shipping them. They'll be signed copies from your boy, hand-signed, not no weird shit, not no nobody else signing it. It'll be hand-signed signatures from your boy, $60 a copy. But there will also be something exclusive with the physical copy. But nobody knows what it is. You got to go ahead and whip out motherfucking that debit card out or whip that cash out and be proud to pay and chunk that 60 up, man, and get that surprise.
Right.
I know everybody want to know what it is, but y'all know how I come. Y'all know how I'm coming when it comes to gifts and games and all that good shit. So I know you want to know what it is. So definitely make sure you get that physical copy, man. Definitely support. If you can't afford the physical copy, you know, just stream it, download the shit, iTunes, Spotify, all that good shit. But get that physical copy because it's definitely going to be worth it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I can say.
I definitely need an autograph. I definitely need one autographed. You hear me? I definitely need mine autographed. Yeah. You hear me?
Gotta get the physical one.
Nice, man. Go ahead and introduce that elevator to our listeners, please.
Man, another world premiere. Woof! Your boy Rico 600, Elevator Music off the debut project, Hotel Music. Coming May 31st, it's up there, it's stuck there, neighborhood, y'all know how I'm coming, west side, let's get it.
Y'all already know, man, from the kitchen to the neighbor, keep it locked.
Tavares Jordan,
I like your style.
I went from sleeping on couches to counting up thousands. Kids come to my house and wanna throw change in the fountain. I've been up so long, I feel I'm starting to get drowsy. But I ain't talking sleep, I'm talking eat, nigga. Can you stomach that? Because this shit ain't for the weak, nigga. If you ain't a boss, then raise your hand before you speak, nigga. But if you a boss, then close the door and take a seat, nigga. Have your cash in hand because the game is never free, nigga. Wake your bag up, your money should be making money too. Don't trick on closing hoes, my nigga, that's just what them dummies do. Don't get it for the low and sell it high, you gotta run it through. You getting plug love, so show that nigga what them numbers do. All money in, hustle gave us all the blueprint. Don't change for no change, let them niggas keep they 2 cents. Keep an open mind and always try to keep your karma up. Be one with the divine and I promise he will boss you up. Yeah. And I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music. I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music.
Going to the top floor with it.
I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music.
No penthouse shit. Real player shit.
I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music. Back when I was 12, I used to grind hard. Fast forward 10 years, I had like 5 cars. Old schools, Audi coupes with the roof missing. X5s, Benz trucks, everything kitty. And this game shit done changed if you wanna get it. You gotta know your politics, I'm like a politician. Fast cars, fast money, and exotic women. Shots of 1942, everything expensive. Check the stories on the wall, everything was written. We was in the same class, but you ain't pay attention. Now I'm in this G-class looking dead official. Couple magazines on me, so don't get your issue. They call me Mr. GQ, baby, come get your issue. All that ass in them pants, go get some jeans that fit you. I know you fuck with me cause I'm beneficial. And I got this stamp on me cause I'm beneficial.
And I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music. I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music.
Going to the top floor with it.
I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music.
No penthouse shit, real player shit.
I'm just talking what I know to this elevator music.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Influence.
All day, you want to go ahead and give out your shout-outs?
Absolutely. Hey, thank you for listening. This is All Day 333. You can find me on YouTube at All Day Music. Facebook on Chance All Day or All Day, just All Day, and SoundCloud, All Day 333rd, iTunes, Apple Music. I'm on all platforms, so All Day 333rd. Check me out.
That's what it do, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, I want to give a motherfucking shout out to OG Creepy Lock. You know what I'm saying? The whole motherfucking West Side. I want to give a shout out to Champ Life Wings, Say No More Podcast. Me and my brother Wayne, we going crazy. Y'all make sure y'all hit that up on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all that shit. Y'all make sure that y'all be looking out for Hotel Music Volume 1, streaming on all platforms on motherfucking Memorial Day, May 31st. It's cracking, it's going all the way up. Shout out to all the motherfucking homies from the set. Shout out to Dio, came up here from LA, man. We went crazy, stupid crazy. We finna fuck around and go. I'm finna take us to JD White's tomorrow. You know, it's up there. You know what I'm saying? Neighborhood. I said, man, y'all be tuned. We got a lot of good shit going. Rico's Ice Cream Parlor. Make sure y'all add that on Instagram. Minnesota Rico. Y'all follow me. Man, it's up there. Follow Say No More Podcast. Bandcamp Enterprise on Instagram. We all the way up there, man. Neighborhood. Shout out to the Kitchen Crib homies too, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Love you niggas. On hood.
We love you too, Cos. Appreciate you so much for the interview. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Anytime.
I was just six, playing with sticks. Yeah, I ran it up, now I'm lit. Yeah, now this young nigga getting rich. Yeah, I used to take shit like the Grinch. Yeah, shit don't make no sense. No, boy, your pocket full of lint. Bro, nigga ain't talking about shit. The nigga ass diamonds, yeah, I had to squint. Yeah, I hit your bitch, leave a dent. Ooh, driving the bend like it's rented. Ooh, killing shit, give me a sentence. Ooh, bad as fuck, then it's the menace. Ooh, I bought my chopper some titties. Ooh, I got no top and no feelings. Ooh, young nigga, give you the business. Since I was six, I've been with it. Yeah. Bitch, I've been getting it. Yeah. Young nigga, and I got pennies. Yeah. Hundreds and fifties and twenties. Yeah. Stacking my digits. Yeah. Hot like a motherfucking skillet. Yeah. Don't put your hands on me, will it? Swagging and spilling. Dripping in Gucci, Givenchy. Yeah. Louis Vuitton decision. Cartier lenses, I pay the rack for my vision. I see you niggas bullshitting, my diamonds hitting. Bitches falling out like Wendy, ooh. Wendy Williams, Lord forgive me, but I'm up so serious, ooh. I be walking, same time swimming, my neck wet jet like a pool. Spent the whole 100 racks on tennis, not talking about shoes. But I did spend a 20 with my crew and made the news. And I got that shit right back after I bust a couple moves. Then I bought a couple jewels, they like Glock. You a fool, bitch, ain't nothing new but these motherfucking blues. I was just six, playing with sticks, yeah. I ran it up, now I'm lit, yeah. Now this young nigga getting rich, yeah. I used to take shit like the Grinch, yeah. Shit don't make no sense, no. Boy, your pocket full of lint, yeah. Nigga ain't talking about shit. The little ass diamonds, yeah, I had to squint, yeah. I hit your bitch, leave a dent, ooh. Driving up in like it's Venice, ooh. Killing shit, give me a sentence. Bad as fuck, then it's the menace. Ooh. I bought my chopper some titties. Ooh. I got no top and no business. Ooh. Young nigga, give you the business. Yeah. Since I was six, I've been with it.
No, I never ever trust a bitch. No. The last time I did, I was six. Yeah. I hit a hoe and get away quick. Okay. Young nigga, smooth like silk. Yeah. Ice so cold, need a quilt. Yeah. I'm so high, no guts. So high.
I was just sick, playing with sticks, yeah. I ran it up, now I'm lit, yeah. Now this young nigga getting rich, yeah. I used to say shit like the Grinch, yeah. Shit don't make no sense,
no.
Boy, your pocket full of lint,
bro.
Nigga ain't talking about shit. The little ass diamonds, yeah, I had to squint, yeah. I hit your bitch, leave a dent, ooh. Driving up in like it's Venice, ooh. Killing shit, give me a sentence,
killing shit.
Bad as fuck, then it's the menace,
ooh.
I bought my chopper some titties,
ooh.
I got no top and no business,
ooh.
Young nigga, give you the business,
yeah.
Since I was six, I've been with it.